Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, and today we're going to talk about the practices of a soul center. I guess before it started, I'd like to talk about, so a religious society, a denomination, that which is recognized as a religious society, has practices that they point to that are some of the core practices. And a Christian religious society, there are very specific practices that have lived through the ages, and that each society deems as, here are our religious practices. In terms of Christian Leaders Alliance and the soul centers, they are connecting the soul to God through reading the Bible and prayer repeatedly. We call it walking with God. Sharing a walk with God with others. Practicing the sacraments through the soul center, and being a connecting point for local ministry in the community. So let's look at each one. The connection habit is the first one. We connect the soul to God by reading God's word and praying repeatedly. We call this walking with God. We read in 1 Timothy 4:6-8, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated," notice this, "by the word of God and prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truth of the faith and of good teaching you have followed." So you here at Christian Leaders might have come across the seven connections. And the seven connections are, briefly, your personal connection. And in your personal connection, when you talk to God, that's prayer. When you listen to God, that's the Bible piece, Bible reading. And if you do it regularly, that's called repeatedly. And that is the heart of a walk with God for the soul. But when two souls are together, soulmates, maybe in marriage, they're by reading the word together, they're praying, and then a habit is that repeatedly factor. There's a family, there's family devotions, when you have a meal together and open up the word of God and pray. Then there's your friends, and maybe it's a Bible study, and what is it? It's opening up the word of God and praying. Church is a complicated form of talking, listening repeatedly, but the practices of opening the Word of God and praying, worship is a form of prayer, connection, dialogue. That's what we see at church. And then if you have a ministry that is all about Christ-centered, the Word of God is opened in deed, in action, in prayer, and those practices are there. If you are part of the kingdom connection, where you're reaching others, that's all about getting people into a talking, listening relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's seven, evangelism, just sharing the faith with others. So the first practice of a soul center is the seven connection understanding of talking, listening repeatedly to God. So that is the first category here, but that includes the practices of devotionally connecting to the Lord of the universe. The second thing is to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." A key practice is about making disciples. It's so interesting. All of the activities of a soul center are all about welcoming people in to taste and see the Lord is good. So it is to be a place where Christ Jesus is shared. The next critical piece of a religious society, especially a Christian one, is the practice of the sacraments. We read already in Acts chapter 2 in the beginning of the church, when the people heard this, that was the first sermon from Peter, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." Now that one is we share Christ, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and all who are afar off, for all the Lord whom the Lord our God will call. And then we also see the other sacrament in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So the two sacraments of the church that are crucial to be practiced at every soul center is baptism and the Lord's Supper. Now, we're not going to get into specifically if you do adult baptism, believer baptism, or you do children baptism. You know, that is one of those unique allowances we have in the Christian Leaders Alliance, that, you know, be convinced in your own heart how you see that working out. But as you share Jesus Christ and people become believers, as credentialed ministers, officiants, bring them to baptism, to the waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, as credentialed ministers and ministering the Lord's Supper. You know, and people say, well, what does that mean? Well, let's say I have a small cell, and the cell is just my own home. To have a time of with my spouse, remember the seven connections, you could do communion, the Lord's Supper, as a credentialed minister in these seven connections. And all of that, even if you don't have a church, you can still participate in the Lord's Supper. Now, my wife and I, we have a small mentor. A lot of what we do is mentor. We have a cell center here in Clearwater, and we go to a larger church, and we take communion there. Sometimes we also take communion in our own family, but the practices, the religious practices, are very important for a religious society, and the Christian practices of the Lord's Supper and baptism are crucial in that. Last practice is really the ministry practice, and that is to have connecting points to, you know, are we actually ministering? Are you being a connecting point for local ministry in the community? And that community for you may even be an online presence as well. Colossians 6, 4, verse 6, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so you will know how to answer everyone." So, ministry, you know, what is the calling on your heart? What touch point? Because when you are credentialed, there's something they are called to do, you know it. And the actual very doing what you're called to do and doing the ministry is a ministry practice. And we believe those practices, that mentor center, that life coach, that coaching practice, that, you know, that Bible study, maybe the church that you plant, all of that is a connecting point. And those are examples for everyone to see, government officials, the community, that here are the practices of Christian Leaders Alliance that qualify you as a local religious society, as a soul center. So these practices are very important and very reproducible and give you more impact as you go forward leading a soul center.